I had the opportunity to spend 24 hours of my life in the city of Athens in Greece, and I was on my way home from a teaching mission. And if I only had 24 hours, I knew what I wanted to see. I wanted to see the Acropolis, and there it was on a hill that just dominates the entire city. That's where the ancient Greeks built a temple to their goddess Athena, after whom, obviously, the city was named. Even after 21 centuries, I got to tell you, it's still an impressive, imposing, dominating structure up there on the mountain. Maybe you can even see a picture of it in your mind if you've ever seen one before. It was the most sacred, most protected, most honored place in all of Athens. In fact, it was actually a crime to violate that temple. Of course, it was that way in many cultures. The temple always got first-class treatment because your gods live there. Well, those ancient people had the wrong god, but they knew what to do with a temple. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the temple in the mirror. Now, a word for today from the Word of God comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. It's not about the Acropolis. It's not about the ancient Jewish temple. But it's about temples. Listen to where the temple is. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. See, this is one of Christianity's most revolutionary ideas. You are the building God lives in. You can go in the bathroom, look in the mirror, and see his temple. Even pagan people knew that the way you take care of your God's dwelling place tells a lot about how you feel about your God. Now, if you know Christ, you are God's two-legged temple. He's come to live in you by the presence of his Holy Spirit. And that puts a whole new significance on your body, what happens with your mouth, your mind, your eyes, your ears, your hands, your feet, every part of your body. Because in a sense, what you do with that body, everything you do with it, God is a part of. He lives in that temple. Everything you do to that body, you do to God. Now, even people without God in ancient days recognized that you guard and you protect and you keep special and you honor the place where God lives. Now, let me ask you, have you been treating your body like the temple treasure that it is? See, if you really care about your God much, you won't let his temple get run down. You won't let it have to carry the extra weight it's been carrying. You won't let it be too out of shape. You won't poison it with things that should never go into it. Things that will degrade your body. It's a temple you're talking about, not just your body. That's a whole new reason to take care of it. See, that temple advertises what your God is like. And God deserves the best. And maybe you've devalued that temple with some junk you've been putting into it. Maybe you have defamed the temple of God by playing around sexually with his temple, dragging the name of God and the presence of God into things he is so much against, using his temple to satisfy your glands. Your body isn't yours. It was bought with the price of Jesus' blood. Your God lives there. Keep it special.